up to in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in Volume 6. This is letter number 1814. Baruch Hashem, dated the first day of Elul, Tovshin Yud Beis, Brooklyn. And the Rebbe is addressing it to Rav Chosid. It said a lot of titles. Mordechai Tzvi Sheyichya Greenwald. Shalom Uvracha. So the Rebbe says, I had pleasure reading in your letter that you had met up with one of the administrator of the Talmud Torah in Yerushalayim, Tibon of Zikoinen, and he related to you that he had the privilege to be by my father-in-law, the Rebbe, in Vienna. That is, that he met up with the previous Lubavitcher Rebbe. He was telling it to this Greenwald when the previous Rebbe was in Vienna. And he also heard Maimorim, those are Hasidic discourse, etc. So, the Rebbe says, you should explain to him that the word of tzaddikim lasts for eternity. And those words that he heard from my father-in-law, the Rebbe, now too are in existence, and they impact their the influence is felt, especially that he should remove this obscurity and the block, if there is such a, in order that that impact should be seen, recognized openly with blessing. Apparently, it seems like the person that he met up with, who was leading the Talmud Torah, who tells him, maybe the person wasn't maybe at this point following or connected with the teachings of the Rebbe. The Rebbe is basically telling him that what you heard then is actually applicable as well, because the words of the tzaddikim are eternal. The Rebbe says you have to sort of remove your own blockage, because sometimes people build up their own walls, their own blockages, they don't want to accept. So as long as you remove the obstacles that you place, if there is, the Rebbe says, I don't know, basically, but if there is, so then you will be able to see. So in other words, the Rebbe's words are there. That's not a question. Whether you see them or not is up to you to remove those obstacles. If you remove your own, the blockages, then you will be able to see.